until 2018. In fairness, the Pandora construction crew never had to do carpeting. It's really tough. This corner's hard. You know what else will remain closed until 2018? The Edison at Disney Springs.
Wow.
Surprise. And Rover from the Carousel of Progress will be on the latest party card for Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. He's a party card and he doesn't have to date. Rover has all the luck. You've read WW News. That was the dumbest thing. You've read WW News Today. Now it's time for WW News Tonight. Rover doesn't have to date.
Live from Orlando, Florida, WDWNT.com, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, presents radio's only show about Walt Disney World, WDW News Tonight. Now, here are your hosts, Tom Corliss and Nick LoCicero.
Yay, fake applause, and Michelle's here. My voice is coming out. I'm Tom Corliss, you're not. Nick LoCicero, Michelle in there, Jason, Michael out there somewhere doing technical things. A weird angle.
Everybody's here.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And we got the studio audience back.
Yeah, because they're not in our homes. They're only in this studio.
That's right.
They live here.
Yeah, they were missing last week.
Where do they sit?
Just off camera. You can't see them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll have to give people a tour someday.
It's been quite a week. I've been sick all week.
Only for Wink's members.
I'll do the Facebook Live.
Yes.
Oh, what's that?
Good stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Facebook Live a tour of the studio.
Oh, of the studio.
Yeah. Behind the scenes.
That should take all of 49 seconds.
You need to follow me.
Well, no, we're going to go up
at
and.
Michelle Wargo.
At Michelle Wargo.
But you could show them that giant bug that's on the wall.
We'll go up and
is
down
it
the stairs.
Your studio?
No, it's in the hallway. Like,
ooh,
on
I'm
the
excited.
Stairs. It has wings. It's large. Welcome to life in Florida. It's been a crazy week. We were supposed to do Back to the Future on Friday, and I was too sick. Or Monday, I was too sick. Just been a crazy week, and we went and did stuff at studio Sunday. Nick actually came outside.
There was a sighting.
The whole day.
I was there before you.
You were.
I got there.
I didn't leave that early because I thought the odds that Nick would get there in the time frame he had said
were
low.
Totally understandable. I get it. I didn't want to miss it.
Like
I wasn't
the odds of wearing Nick wearing a shirt to the show.
Do you want me to take this off? I guess.
No. Oh my Lord.
Whoa, let's switch off of that.
Man.
Wow.
Is it my turn?
What? It would have the opposite effect on ratings, probably. No, but then this becomes Attractions Magazine, and we can't have it.
Oh. So,
can't. Oh, man.
We're just getting started, folks.
What a week it's been. Say goodbye to Bill and Ted, Universal. That was sad, but also amazing. And we did Sunset Season's Greetings at Studios, and yeah, it's been a crazy couple days. We're going out to California on Friday, and it's just things are nuts. But anyway, how's everybody in there? Everybody's good?
Yeah.
You know, I came out so early because I was excited about all the offerings on Saturday.
How'd that turn out for you? Sunday.
Yeah.
How'd that turn out for you?
I mean, the pictures looked so good. And then nothing was good. Nothing.
You made it look good, though.
Yeah, none of the food
really?
Was either.
Your photos and everything.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, the projections?
Just
or the everything?
The pictures that you took while you were out.
I took a lot of pictures. Oh, yeah, I did take a lot of pictures. Did you see the evil reindeer?
No, I didn't.
He's
I guess
mad about something. He's
some
probably
kind.
Mad about Osborne.
Yeah, he was so pissed off.
He's like, this still isn't Osborne lights. You could put a Santa hat on Gertie. This still isn't Osborne.
Doesn't make it good.
You could put a hat on a dinosaur, but it's still no Osborne.
Everything was bad.
Well, I like Echo Lake a lot.
Oh, Echo Lake is great.
Echo
no,
Lake's
I'm talking the food and the drink offerings at studios. I don't know if we're going to go into that today.
We will. Right. We will. And it's funny because I'll make the analogy later. We'll talk about it. Let's do the news. And now the news! Brought to you by T-Pump. What's that?
Usually I say the news, but my mouth is full.
The news. Despite being announced to open later this year, the Hall of Presidents will likely not open until 2018, if at all. The Hall of Presidents is, of course, part of the Edison Complex at Disney Springs. It's taking so long. Disney, it's going to open for New Year's. Disney originally stated that it would open later this year with Donald Trump in a speaking capacity, but then every day happened. Yeah. In fairness, the animatronic is giving them some trouble, mostly the part where it quickly dumps an entire box of koi food onto the audience. It's really, they're giving,
delicious.
It's giving them a lot of trouble. Really, though, with Bob Chapek around, there's already too many robots in suits running around the park. It's the real, because he's a robot.
Oh, really? That early?
That early. Although Bob Chapek always yells, grab them by the wallets. That's his catchphrase. That and tear it down. Those are two.
More of a chant.
Tear it down and grab them by the wallet. Guest relations cast are saying it will reopen in the middle of next year. Cast members outside of the attraction are still saying later this year, while Disney's PR department refuses to comment on the subject. So, you know, the usual lead up to any attraction opening. No one knows anything. When does Pandora open? 2016. How about you, guest relations? 2017. PR, we don't know.
This is a really intriguing story. I mean, there's just so many questions. Like, what is going on inside that building?
What did they do? What did they not do?
Is there a Trump animatronic built somewhere and just sitting somewhere? Or did they, you know?
It's got to be done, right? And they're just...
Well, if they were building it, it would have to be done, I would think, by now, right?
Does it have to be? Was it? Well, was it done? Did anyone order it to actually be made?
Ooh, right.
How do we know?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
We know nothing.
If they were making it, I would assume it'd
be
done.
We don't know that they've touched a single thing in that building.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
They might just going to sit for the next 3 years?
Who knows?
That's crazy.
We don't know. This is unprecedented.
I would think it would be... They would have done something by now.
You would think. I mean, at what point... Literally, like, at what point are they forced to say something? Like, how long can it possibly go where they don't make a statement?
Until someone in
After
the media
the next
makes
president's a, elected.
No, until they someone can't. In the media makes a big deal about it.
Can't go that long.
Which I think is coming fairly soon.
When did they speculate about it being open? I thought it would have been open by now, right?
Well, in June, when it didn't open on time, they said later this year.
Okay, well, we're almost at the end.
They technically have, like, 5 weeks to figure this out. Hmm.
Do you think it's a political stance on their head, or they don't want the headache of rowdy crowds in the?
Who knows?
Do you think there would be? You think? I mean,
I don't know.
It's a weird...
I don't know. With George Bush, people booed, but that was it. I don't know. Things seem a little crazier right now.
And like the same thing with Obama. I was in a theater that booed and a theater that gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, and I mean that's fine. That's your right as an American.
Yeah.
To voice your opinion.
Well, I just don't know if
without being violent,
get any more weird with Trump. I don't think you'll have people physically doing damage.
I don't know. I don't think they know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right.
We have nothing. Don't know anything except that it's likely not opening anytime soon. Pirates of the Caribbean at the Magic Kingdom will be closed February through March of 2018 to overhaul the auction scene of the ride. The scene has apparently offended some guests, so it will be changed to an auction of goods. That or Disney is just saying they'll do it, but we'll keep pirates closed indefinitely. You like the sign outside, we're adding our new auction scene. Just not telling you when. In the new scene, the redhead is a pirate and will help run the auction. The auction will consist of popcorn buckets and Dooney and Burke purses. To reflect this, the dialogue in the scene will be changed to, "We wants free shipping." Or, "We wants buy it now." Maybe a best offer. The redhead will now be holding a rifle because gun control is less important than
this
the objectification
so
of women, apparently.
Ridiculous. I can't.
Write the history we
so
want.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, on a lot of fronts, I think. The fact that the CEO of this company went on a whole thing about gun control and he's replacing this scene, objectifying women with more guns, I think. Pick a thing you're going to go after. They're all stupid because it's a ride about pirates, but pick one. You gotta, if you're going to go one way, you got to go all the way. You can't decide one thing's offensive, but other things they did back then aren't. You know, it's one or the other. So.
Well, and then when they switched it to the one woman chasing them instead of now it's all the women chasing the pirates. Like, yeah. No, yeah. It was funny and
yeah.
I just get really annoyed.
Yep, no, we're not allowed to know what pirates did.
I mean, they sing about the bad things that they did.
Well, not all of them, but yeah.
They kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot.
Ravage could be a lot of things. Like what's been done to Hollywood studios. Ravage. Stitch's Great Escape in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom will return for just the busy holiday season. The attraction will be open from December 23rd through January 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So now I know what days I'll be going to New York. Thank you, Disney. Until then, guests can experience Stitch's alien encounter character greeting in the show's lobby, which still offers a chili dog smell thanks to surrounding guests.
Wow.
Enjoy that. The Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom card for the Christmas party this year is Rover's Christmas Carousel of Progress. The card features Rover wearing a VR headset with John and his now black son in the background. Really? Can we zoom on that at all? Why did they make him African-American? I don't understand this. Like, he's clearly not the same skin color as his father.
No.
I don't really know what's going on here.
He had a tan.
I guess they had to find somewhere to repurpose the Barack Obama figure. I mean, it's not getting used anymore. There you go. And Rover's in a virtual reality world where Hillary Clinton won the election.
Wait, did you look at his arms, too? The son's arms are like three times the size of a normal arm.
He's jacked.
No, not like in length.
The VR, it's from all the VR motion.
Oh, that's good
like
to know.
It's like his forearm part is twice
there's that
as
Norwegian
long.
Doing the hoochie-coochie, eh, Dad?
But look at his arm if you're looking at the dog. Yeah.
He's like also about to get impaled with a candy cane.
That's true.
It's coming right for his chest. Rover just wants to kill the family and escape. That's the plan.
Poor doggy.
Well, it's because they won't let him date.
Riff.
Raining cats and dogs. Tomorrowland Terrace of the Magic Kingdom will be open for lunch and dinner November 5th through the 11th using mobile order only. So no one's going to eat there, I guess. App's not going to work. Using the app, guests can select menu items, customize their order, and prepay for their meal. When they arrive at the restaurant, they tap loudly on the glass, which notifies the kitchen to prepare the meal. When ready, guests are alerted through the app to pick up their meal for the first time before sending it back to be corrected at a designated window. Should you get in on that? I broke Jason, apparently.
You did.
Oh, my God. Tap on the glass. Hello, I'm here. Order 674. Disney will continue their tradition of holiday television specials that no one wants to watch by airing two separate events this year on ABC. Oh, boy. The first, The Wonderful World of Disney Magic Holiday, whatever the hell this thing is called, will air on November 30th from 9 to 11 p.m. I can't. Julianne Hough and Nick Lachey, look them up, kids, will host this special from Walt Disney World by Jesse Palmer. I had to look that one up. Will co-host the show from Disneyland in California. Special performances will be made by Ciara in a Christmas medley from the castle. Darius Rucker singing Winter Wonderland. Hit group Fourth Harmony will sing Can You See from the Star Sound. Yeah, there's four of them now. And the Christmas song Fitz and the Tantrums will perform Hand Clap and their original Christmas song Santa Stole My Lady, a family classic.
I think they're from S.H.I.E.L.D., Fitz.
No, he's one of the birds in Tiki Room.
Oh.
Almost fell out of my upper perch. Hanson, yep, they're alive. We'll sing Finally It's Christmas from their recently released album. They have a new album.
Wow.
Boy Band in Real Life will sing I'll Be Home for Christmas as Blogger in Real Life refuses to listen.
These are real bands? You're not making this up?
No, Boy Band in Real Life is a real thing.
Oh, my God.
As is Blogger in Real Life. Jason Derulo will perform This Christmas. And Lea Michele, who famously fell into a black hole after Glee, will perform Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I will watch Hanson, Jason Derulo, and Lea Michele.
You'll She's, of course, singing that it's cold outside because that's where she lives now.
Outside? Oh.
out there. The second television special, titled Disney Parks Magical Christmas Celebration, oh boy, will air on Christmas Day from 10 to noon. Hugh and Lachey will also be hosting this special with Hammer, again hosting from California, as if it was all filmed at the same time. For this show, you'll have Sierra, all the same people almost, Sierra singing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Darius Rucker singing Home for the Holidays, Fourth Harmony performing Sleigh Ride, Fitz and the Tiki Birds performing Last Christmas, Jason Derulo singing Silent Night from Sleeping Beauty Castle, Lea Michele coming back out of her box for Let It Snow, 98 Degrees, who is also apparently alive, will play their new song Season of Love.
Wow.
Yeah,
so, of course,
it's
their
tour.
First song since the Mulan soundtrack. Telly Lung and Ariel Jacobs from the stage show Aladdin will perform A Whole New World at Hollywood Studios from a flying carpet strung to a construction crane. It'll be great. Additional performances will be announced later.
No Pandorian drum band, huh?
No. No Ma'ewa.
We get any Christmas in Pandora?
I don't think they celebrate Christmas.
It's a shame.
They celebrate Feliz Navidad.
Oh, there's Nick with the delayed laugh. Oh,
they come out on floats with pinatas. Big banshee pinatas.
That would be amazing. I want this to happen.
Yeah, it's great. Banshees were hung on shoulders with care in hopes that Bob Chapek soon would be there.
We have to write our own Night Before Christmas. You just made it happen.
It was the night before Pandora and all through the office. Not a CEO.
Mountain was floating.
Could clearly see the vines. Annual pass holders have gotten a preview Sunset Season's greetings this week at Hollywood Studios. I'm sorry, said Disney. It's a bit of a disappointment in that it's really just some projections on the Tower of Terror with a few synchronized lights surrounding. You know what would make it really great is if they strung the lights down in the entire street. I don't know why, but I think people would like that. I have no idea why, but sounds like it might be a good idea. Yeah, so don't miss the show that has the whole park saying, what's SeaWorld doing this year? Been doing anything? We have Rudolph, right?
Nobody ever.
Rudolph and the Bumble. I'm going to see the Bumble. Screw this.
Humble Bumble. Bumble's bounce.
Screw this. You just threw chocolate sauce on popcorn. I'm going to the Bumble.
Oh, that was so bad.
We'll get
what?
There. We'll talk about it.
I like that.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
While the flurry of fun officially kicks off tomorrow at Hollywood Studios, the festive sweets and treats for the season are already available. Oh, boy. To start off the list, there are cookies and gingerbread pops galore offered at various locations. There's even a Prep and Landing themed, I guess it's gingerbread cupcake. Yes, the cupcake that literally we sat and started to eat the cupcake, and Nick goes, this is great. But I really wish it had a holiday flavor, like, I don't know, gingerbread, which prompted me to open the post and read that it was a gingerbread cupcake. It's a thing that actually happened.
What
I wish
you think it was?
It didn't taste like anything.
It's just sweet.
Just tasted
flavor.
Like bread, like cake. Just like cake.
Cake bread.
Whatever.
That's disappointing. No nutmeg and cinnamon.
We didn't like it, so we threw the rest to Lea Michele.
I'm going to tweet her now.
Do you think she has her phone charged? She found an outlet out there?
Yeah, I think she'll
be fine. She's behind the Toy Story Land walls. Somewhere in the dirt.
Oh, my God.
If you're looking for that classic cup of hot cocoa to go with those cookies, guests of all ages can enjoy classic hot cocoa and marshmallows at ABC Commissary, Backlot Express, Pizza Rizzo before 4 p.m., Rosie's, Catalina Eddie's, Fairfax Fair, and Min and Bill's. Ooh, guests over the age of 21 can warm up with a special array of hot chocolate beverages offered at Min and Bill's Dockside Diner and Fairfax Fair, including a hot chocolate martini, Bailey's Salted Caramel Hot Chocolate, Black Cherry Bourbon Hot Chocolate, and you can try them all in a flight. You know, this reminds me of a joke. Three hot chocolates are walking down the street. One was assaulted.
Did you try them?
Yes.
They were good. They were the one good thing.
Yeah, I want to do the martini and the salted caramel.
Just get the salted
caramel.
Okay. Don't bother with the salted martini. The martini's not much of anything.
It's really good.
Other adult beverages here include a peppermint white Russian that it takes three cast members to make, a poisonous winterberry cooler, and a let-it-go drink consisting of vodka and blue raspberry frozen carbonated beverage.
Ew.
With your very own glow cube, they'll be forget that there's nothing to do in this part.
Sounds disgusting.
You could pretend it's lighting up in synchronization to something. The decadent red velvet not a whoopie pie is decorated with iced garland, ornament pearls, and holiday sprinkles. You'll find these tree-shaped lies at Sweet Spells and Fairfax Fair. Yes, well, yes, that's fresh Parmesan on the outside.
Now I want spaghetti.
When the tree hits your eye.
It's a giant whoopie pie.
No, it's not. Guess what?
It's a cupcake.
It's a cupcake disguised as a whoopie pie. Playing another dude. Guess what? So stupid. Guess we'll find an apple. I'm the dude disguised as a dude playing another dude. Guess we'll find an apple cranberry cobbler at Hollywood Scoops and Min and Bill's Dockside Diner. If you're looking for a sweet and savory snack, you can find a diarrheal holiday popcorn mix at popcorn carts throughout the park.
So disappointing.
It's literally... You definitely want to stick your hand in the popcorn that's just covered in chocolate sauce. Yeah, that's great. Mm. Let me explain something. When Disneyland rolls out these fantastic themed treats at the start of every holiday, and I go out there and I'm like, this is amazing. I don't even have time to get to all the good stuff. Everything's incredible. And here we release a couple things at Hollywood Studios, and we couldn't even find like a thing that we all liked. Like everything was garbage. Except for like the hot one of the hot chocolates.
Yeah.
Everything was trash.
That's so sad.
We like don't even try here.
The cobbler was edible.
The cobbler was fine. The not a whoopie pie was fine
it's
if you're prepared
fine.
To have a cupcake.
It's a cupcake.
Yeah. Olaf is also the star of several treats to mark the release of Olaf's Frozen Adventure. You can find his special cupcake around the park. You also find an Olaf pop at Gertie's. And a disproportionate Olaf sundae at Hollywood Scoops, where they've put a full Olaf on top of a snowman's body because it was cheaper than making just an Olaf head, I guess. Look at this stupidity.
That's ridiculous.
Look at this. It's two or three parts of a snowman and then a full snowman on top of it. Who made this? Who was like, this is it. We got it. Now, I want to, I'm literally going to tweet this picture next to every dessert at Disneyland this weekend, just to give you an idea of how stupid this is. But anyway, there's also sugar frosted fruit bites at Pretzel Palooza, and also be on the lookout for an Olaf themed sipper that with a beverage too terrible to name. They're not even telling you what it is. Finally, the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam holiday party is back, where you can indulge in specialty sweets and sips before you move to a special reserved area to enjoy a projection of the great movie ride, followed by Jingle Bell Jingle Bam, a holiday spectacular hosted by the elves from that TV show from like 10 years ago. Among the desserts offered are candy cane brownies, holiday Mickey and Minnie sugar cookies, warm pumpkin pie spice bread pudding, and a Yule log no one's touched since last year's event. In addition, you'll be given exclusive ornament to take home. This premium event will take place November 9th through the 31st. And the flurry of fun at Hollywood Studios begins November 9th, but you could start eating now. And trust me, you're going to need the time to digest this. You might as well. Isn't that great? All that great food. Enjoy, everybody.
I'm like literally nauseous now.
Yep.
Or nauseated.
That's why I had to cancel the show Monday, because we ate all this garbage.
Blech.
The opening of the Edison at Disney Springs will now take place on January 1st, 2018. You know, the day after the biggest dining day of the year. When you want to open, right? You know, opening day of the Edison will also go by.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
The Edison is located inside of the Edison complex at Disney Springs.
What's the deal with that, by the way?
To deal with what?
Like, why is it not happening forever and ever and ever?
I don't know.
You know everything.
These people are just not good at their jobs. What do I know? It looked like they were doing well at one point, and then everything just stopped for a while, and they started again, and it stopped for a while, and now it's New Year's.
Okay.
This was opened 2 calendar years ago, by the way.
Wow.
Disney may be looking to purchase 21st Century Fox minus the sports and news arms of the company because both Fox and Friends and Joe Buck are too partial in their coverage. Hey, Joe Buck. Disney's
same.
Disney's purchase would mostly focus on the movie studios responsible for such contemporary hits as Die Hard, Borat, and Alien. This deal would also make Disney the distributor for James Cameron Avatar movies should they ever be made. These movies, of course, will be part of the Edison Complex this spring. That's the news! Michelle, who brings us the news?
Well, Tom, that's TeePublic. Don't forget to shop apparel and accessories for Disney fans through WDWNT.com and TeePublic. Just go to WDWNT.com and click the TeePublic ad to shop for hundreds of designs for t-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDWNT and WDW News Tonight logo apparel, as well as original creations such as Save Figs, the Epcot Center 35th Anniversary List, Seven, and more. Make the most of tonight's commercial breaks and shop through our extensive collection. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight.
We'll be back with more, including the math game. Get on the line now, 407-774-8255. Math game coming up.
The dust of 100 years awaits Indiana Jones as he examines the abandoned ruins of a once great civilization. No one has seen these sites for decades, as it has been guarded by a terrible curse.
Might as well grab a few things to bring back to the museum.
Can I help you, sir?
Whoa!
Calm down, sir. I'm just trying to take your drink order.
Drink order? In these abandoned ruins?
Sir, this is STK Orlando.
What?
It's a restaurant.
But there's no one in it! And the sign just has 3 nondescript letters!
Yeah, no one's looked directly into our interior in weeks.
Comedy Warehouse is now a steakhouse. Catch the all-new STK Orlando, part of Disney Springs at the Walt Disney World Resort. The attendance problems are real.
There's not even snakes in here.
Here we go. Really rubbing it in that we didn't do that back.
Yeah.
We'll do it at some point. Get to it. Although we do have Journey into Imagination coming up at the end of the month, so yeah. It'll be after that, but nonetheless.
That one.
It's going to be a big one. We're live tonight on 105.5 FM, AM 660, AM 1520 at listen.wdwnt.com. Of course, on YouTube and in WDWNT, the app. Thank you for joining us. We're playing the math game tonight, everybody's favorite. Who doesn't love math?
Me.
Numbers.
Love math!
Yeah, I know, right? Do we have anyone ready to play this game?
Well, actually, yes. So you ready to play the math game?
Pi is equal to 3.1415926535897478, etc., etc., etc.
A journey through the wonderland of mathematics.
Let's slow down. 4.5 minus 3. 3.5 plus 4 added to 2.
Remember, we have a theme for the math game.
Yeah, I forgot.
Spare no expense.
Sure.
All right, we do.
The map game still doesn't. That makes me happy.
We got a couple of contestants. We do have a line open, so you can still call us 407-774-8255. We want to start off with Mandy here. Mandy, good evening.
Hello.
Hey, where are you calling in from, Mandy?
Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Waukesha.
Wow.
Hey.
Do the people of Waukesha do good math? Are you known for your math skills over there?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
We're about to find out.
We'll see how good the public education is up there in Wisconsin.
Wow.
We're going to play WDWNT, the math game. And do you consider yourself a math whiz, or at least okay at math?
It was the only class in high school I should have failed, but I got a sympathy D minus.
All right. That's all we need.
Good.
We give out a lot of sympathy prizes in the math game.
We do. We definitely do. All right. So I'm going to hand this over to Jason. Jason, take it away and help Mandy play the math game.
All right, Mandy, here we go. We've got four categories up for you. Your choice, by calling in first, you get your choice of categories: Very Merry, Holiday Wishes, Sunset Season's Greetings, or Lights of Winter.
Holiday Wishes.
All right. So here's your math equation to solve. It involves multiplication, subtraction, and division.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of a tough one. You know the rules. You can use any resources you want. You could look on the internet. You could use a calculator. You could ask a friend. You could call in a Nobel Prize winner to help you. We don't care what you do, as long as you can get us the right answer to get a prize. So I'm going to read the clues here, and then you've got how many? 2 minutes, Tom, we give people?
2 to 3. Yeah. This one looks complicated. I'll give her 3 minutes.
2 or 3 minutes to come up with an answer. So your equation is going to be W times I minus S, and that's all in parentheses, and then divided by H. I'm assuming you're watching on video at this point. Is that a safe assumption?
No.
Oh, you're not.
You might want to or write this all down very carefully.
Okay, here you go. I'm going to read this off slowly so you can write it down.
Okay.
You've got W times I minus S.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all in parentheses.
Divided by H.
Yep.
Divided by H, yes.
Okay.
So W is the first year that the Jingle Cruise took place at Walt Disney World.
Oh, by the way, you could look stuff up.
Yeah, we said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I missed that.
Yep. W is the first year that there was a Jingle Cruise at Walt Disney World. I is the number of holiday overlays at the Magic Kingdom this year. Holiday overlay attractions at the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
S is the year that the Millennium Village opened. How that fits the theme of this holiday question, I do not know. And H is the number of holiday overlays at Disneyland this year. So the number of attractions that have holiday overlays at Disneyland.
And I assume that includes the new ones for this year, right?
It includes Disneyland and not Disney California Adventure.
Oh, so just Disneyland Park. Okay.
Just Disneyland Park.
Yep. So you got all those?
Yes, I do.
All right, we'll start the timer. You can also ask me to repeat anything since you're not watching on the video. If you want me to repeat anything, please feel free.
We're looking for just the Christmas holiday overlays at Disneyland, right? So any overlays that run between November 10th and January 7th. We're not looking for any of the Halloween stuff, obviously.
That's correct.
Just to clarify.
That's correct.
Well, this is complicated.
This one is an involved one, yes.
It's fairly involved.
Math game is back with a vengeance.
People demanded it.
I mean, she picked a pretty... This may be the second toughest one.
Oh, boy.
There's one that's worse.
We'll give the tougher one to Gabe, who's on hold next.
Oh, excellent. That's great.
We'll see if Gabe hangs in there or hangs up.
He's going to hang up.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, some people in the chat were talking about it. I want to mention quickly again. Yeah, we'll do that Back to the Future on energy. That'll probably end up being our December one. So I'll probably run that in the midst of getting ready for the podcast parade.
Yeah, says he who hasn't released the podcast parade yet.
Tomorrow I'm working on it. Should be out tomorrow.
Yeah, he was out drinking at studios all weekend.
I haven't been able to record the last commercial because my voice has been gone half the night, so that's been fun.
About a minute and a half went by here. Maybe another minute and a half.
But yeah, during the marathon show coming up November 24th through the 26th, we are doing We're not going to instead do energy. I still want to do Journey into Imagination. All three versions of the attraction will go Back to the Future.
Yep, and it's a good thing that the charity shows 50 hours this year.
Because we're going to fill like half of it with that. Yep. Right?
How you doing, Mandy? Any questions?
Nope. Just pounding away here.
about another minute left.
Do we want to repeat it for the people listening who can't see it?
We could.
Sure, I could do that. It's W times I minus S, all in parentheses, divided by H. W is the first year of the Jingle Cruise at Walt Disney World. I is the number of holiday overlays at the Magic Kingdom this year. So many of those. S would be the year the Millennium Village opened for God knows what reason. And H is the number of holiday overlays for the Christmas season this year at Disneyland Park only. We'll see if those of you at home can figure this out, too. Got some people playing along.
All right, Mandy, you getting close to an answer?
3 out of 4, possibly.
Hmm? 3 out of 4.
She said she has 3 of the 4 numbers.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so we're a ways away.
How much time we got left?
We'll also give you
technically none, but...
Okay, we'll give you another 30 seconds.
We'll give you a hint that the answer is not a decimal number.
There you go. People in the chat were asking. It's not a decimal number.
Not a decimal.
Oh,
on the YouTube chat, Nathan says, I'm a math major and I'm not good at the math game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you certainly don't need to be a math whiz to play this game.
You just need to
know
Disney
stuff. Sometimes is hampers you.
Yeah.
You might overthink it.
Exactly.
did she leave?
I don't know.
Mandy, you there?
Yes, I am.
You have an answer for us.
In like a few seconds here.
All right.
Okay.
We'll give you a few seconds.
Oh, okay. I may have an answer.
All right.
Yeah, what's your answer?
I have an answer. I just don't know if it's correct.
Well, let's find out.
Okay. The answer I have is the same year I think the Millennium Village opened, which is 1999.
That is the year the Millennium Village opened. That's your answer?
But that's not the answer to the entire... Yeah, that's my answer to the entire puzzle as well.
No, that's not correct.
Let's reveal the answer.
But you got one of the numbers right, so that's a good step in the right direction. So here's the answer.
7!
The answer was 7.
That's what the YouTube chat says.
Well, they were right.
The first year the Jingle Cruise was 2013.
Yeah.
The number of holiday overlays at the Magic Kingdom this year is 1, which is the Jingle Cruise.
Yeah.
The year the Millennium Village opened is 1999, as you said, Mandy. And the number of holiday overlays at Disneyland is 2, which
would be
Haunted
It's
Mansion,
a Small Holiday. World and Haunted
and
Mansion.
And It's a Small World. Yep. So there you go. So,
wow, I wasn't that far off. So. Well, I mean,
only by 1992.
Wow. Well,
but I was, you know, one off on the first one and one off on the second one, third one I had correct, and the fourth one I had correct.
Okay.
I see. Yep. So yeah, if you thought I was 2, then I see how you could get like a number like 1999 for the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good try. Are we sending out consolation prizes?
Yeah, no, I think she tried very hard, so we should
All right. Hold on the line for me, man.
Send you a little something.
I will.
All right, let's bring up our next contestant for the math game.
Oh, boy.
This is Gabe. Hi, Gabe.
I don't know why.
Why do you call in for this game? Gabe, do you just want the hardest one?
I guess I have no agency in this.
All right, we're going to give you the hardest one, which is Lights of Winter.
Hey, Mandy. Oh,
Gabe,
boy.
Were you alive when the Lights of Winter were in existence?
I was, but I don't remember it. I just remember listening to an episode of the podcast where you were Epcot Circuits and screaming ambience about the Lights of Winter.
That was not
but that's
me.
That's it.
That was Brandon. Brandon used to do
yes.
That.
Oh, it
anyway,
was?
All right. Yeah. So here okay. we go. Now, you're on the video, I take it, right? So
Yes.
You have to explain. So here we go with Lights of Winter. Your equation is A minus R minus C plus H. where A is the last year of operation of Lights of Winter, R is the number of arches in the display.
Right, thanks,
Mandy. Oh, boy.
C is the first year of operation of Lights of Winter, and H is the first year of the candlelight processional at Walt Disney World. And he's pounding away on his keyboard.
Oh, boy.
Googling Lights of Winter.
We have, like, the whole loop on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing. It's pretty neat.
Do I get 3 minutes?
No, maybe. You get two. this one isn't as complicated.
The math isn't as complicated, but a lot of the numbers... some of the numbers might be very difficult to find. I love this music, Nick.
Thank you. We take care of the math game around here.
We all love it.
Don't worry, we have a real game coming back next week.
It gets like double the audio cues. Another games that we
else. That's right. Yeah.
That's very true.
Tom, do you want to go ahead and read for those that are listening on the radio? You can read the
sure. So we're looking for A minus R minus C plus H. A is the last year of operation of the Lights of Winter. R is the number of arches that were in the display. C is the first year of operation of the Lights of Winter, and H is the first year the candlelight processional was presented at all of Walt Disney World. Keep in mind, maybe that wasn't at Epcot. Maybe it was somewhere else.
Might have been.
Maybe it moved.
It was in Pandora.
The Navi processional.
Navidad.
Navidad.
Yes, Navidad.
At
least Navidad.
That has to be a shirt.
At least Navidad.
That's weird.
How you doing, Gabe?
Oh, not great. Okay. First year of Lights of Winter. I mean, holidays around the world. Is it the same year as holidays around the world or not?
Maybe. I don't know.
Eat some caramel corn. Did we eat the brownies?
No, because no one went and got plates.
I thought you went to get plates.
I couldn't find them because I don't work here.
No, Nick is going to get plates to eat the brownies.
I've had to smell the brownies left 4 feet from me in here for an hour.
Is Nick eating the popcorn that was drizzled with chocolate sauce?
No, I brought him some caramel corn.
Now, that chocolate sauce, like, that wasn't, like, melted chocolate that eventually hardened. It was
no,
just
like, they just threw chocolate.
Ew, so it just made, like, soggy popcorn?
Yeah, correct.
Ew.
Yeah, it was not quite as good as the Junkyard Jamboree mix.
Splendid.
Not quite the same amount of care went into that. The show's taking, like, a selfie.
How you doing, Gabe?
So, the lights moved. But I guess this is right.
All right, what's your answer, Gabe?
1976.
1976. All right, let's see if he's right. Nick, go kill him. Oh, that's correct.
1976 is the right answer.
Way to go, Gabe.
I'm pretty impressed. So the last year of operation was 2008. The number of arches in the display was 9. The first year was 1994. That's when Holidays Around the World started. And the first year of the Candlelight Processional goes all the way back to 1971, as if the tradition already existed at Disneyland, and they just carried it over.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's your answer, 1976. That's impressive, Gabe. We're going to send you something really nice.
Oh, nice.
That was a pretty impressive win.
So maybe something breakable.
Yeah, maybe something, like, breakable. We'll see what happens.
All right, thanks, Gabe.
Thanks.
All right, wow, two I'm down impressed. In the match game. Any more callers on the line?
No, we don't have anybody else on hold. But
so if anyone wants to call in, we still have two more questions. 407-774-8255.
And I think we got rid of the two hardest ones. So
Yeah.
Your luck is in, your luck is increased in this, in the last two here.
Michelle, why don't you tell us who brings us
the would love to. It is brought to you by WDWNT, the app. WDW News Tonight, of course, like I just said, is brought to you by WDWNT, the app, the official mobile application of WDW News Today. This app brings you all the latest Disney Parks news, podcasts, including WDW News Tonight, streamed right to your mobile device, park hours, videos, as well as the ability to listen and chat live on the go with this very show and many others. Download the app today for iOS, Android, and Amazon devices by searching for WDWNT or visit WDWNT.com for more information. WDWNT, the app, bringing the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news anywhere you want it.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
All right, looks like Cameron wants to play the math game. How you doing, Cameron?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you, and happy to have you on to play the math game. And have you been listening to our other contestants?
A bit, yeah.
You were like, I could jump in there. I know math, right?
Where are you calling in from?
I figure. I'm from Statesboro, Georgia.
Okay.
All right, very good. All right, so Cameron, here we go. I'm going to pass you over to Jason, and you'll get your question.
All right, Cameron, you got two categories to pick from, Very Merry or Sunset Season's Greetings.
Let's do Very Merry.
Very Merry. All right, your question is, your equation is M minus E minus R minus R minus Y. Mary, all minuses, where M is the price of the most expensive Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party ticket this year, excluding tax. E is the number of days of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party this year. So how many days do they offer Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party? R is the earliest time you can actually enter the Magic Kingdom with only a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party ticket. And why is the length of the party in hours? How long is the party?
Missing an R.
No, you do the R twice.
Is that really what you did?
Value for R is the same.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm such a jerk.
Correct.
Gotcha.
All right.
So there you go.
Now, I have a weird question about the time one. Is it just one place? You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
The length of the party, like it starts
no,
at
the
a certain
earliest
hour.
Time you could enter.
Oh,
no, that's set time. The time they'll let you enter the park using your party ticket. And party ticket only. So as if you didn't have day admission.
Well, say it's 8 a.m. Would it be 8:00 or just like
no,
8?
No, it would just be the hour.
Okay.
Just the hour.
Just the hour.
It's just the hour. It's a single digit.
Okay.
Give me that music.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was too busy dissecting the question on Jason, sure. Even though he's the MIT guy.
You sure were.
Can I have some of that popcorn?
Yeah. You brought it.
One of those brownies?
I need a brownie.
The brownie's good.
Is it a gluten-free brownie?
Of course
it
is.
I made them.
Excellent. You got to save me one.
Actually, my friend Billy made them. But.
Oh.
Nothing without gluten.
Save me one. I'll be down. I'll be down in April.
We made them together. It was a team
hopefully
effort.
They'll be good till then, right?
Uh-huh. Without
I'll
gluten,
just make you new ones, Jason.
Without gluten, they stay forever.
Yeah, without gluten, it's like the thing is indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. I had some gluten-free bread that went moldy today when I went to make bread this morning. Make toast, rather. Not make bread.
You could make bread. And then
I could make bread.
Toast.
I used to have a bread maker, but I got rid of it.
Yeah, I used to have one of those, too, and it was always more of a hassle than it's worth.
You should come by for Cooking with Nick, Michelle.
We should turn it into a video blog.
Should.
A vlog.
We've talked about that, yeah.
A vlog.
Vloggers are great. Oh, there's no gluten in this.
I know, you can really tell when you taste it, can't you?
No.
You can't. They taste really good.
You can tell. Get out of here.
I can't.
You can tell there's something weird.
Really?
Yeah, you can. There's something wrong with these.
You know, every time
it's like
I go...
when people used to take me to Aaron McKenna's at Disney Springs and be like, oh, you can't even tell. And I eat it, I'd be like, oh, I can tell. This isn't as good. Stop lying to yourself.
It's not about
you
good.
You should carry around a
it's not bad.
You know how you carried around your little shakers of tahine to put on the Dole Whip, you need to carry around a little shaker of gluten.
Yeah, that's how they
put on your brownie.
That being said, for a gluten-free brownie, this is very good.
Better or worse than the Whoopie Pie?
Worse. The Whoopie Pie was good. I like the Whoopie Pie. It just wasn't a Whoopie Pie.
Mm-hmm. How we doing on time there, Nick?
2 minutes went by.
2 minutes.
You have like a minute.
You have any questions at this point, or are you still just working through it?
I'm working through it.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm just doing research. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Got any gluten-free milk in here?
No. I had flax milk. It was really good.
The hell is flax milk?
Milk made from flax.
You can't milk a flax.
My favorite is
throw it in a blender.
Cashew milk.
Ugh. Cashew milk is good, but it contains, depending on whose you get, it still contains almonds, and so I can't have that.
Oh.
It's made with almond butter. I'm like, why would you do that? Make it with cashew butter.
How about we just have milk? Just like regular milk.
Yeah, you could do that.
Do you guys hear of cauliflower rice? I got excited. Oh. And I was like, it's just chopped up cauliflower.
Cauliflower. Yeah.
So what's...
It's not rice at all. It's cauliflower chopped up.
Well, now they have
small.
Cauliflower potato, mashed potatoes, but it's not mashed potatoes. It's mashed cauliflower.
Can we just eat things the way they are made? Normal
the way
things.
Nature intended. Processed in a factory with gluten.
You're damn right.
That's right.
Y'all can eat whatever you want. I do not want to go back to the emergency room.
I need more memes. You need to go back.
Hey!
Allergic reaction.
All right. Are we at 3 minutes yet, Nick?
Yeah, we definitely are.
All right. We need an answer.
All right. I'm going to go with 49.
49. All right. Let's see what the answer is. Oof. The correct answer was 75.
Dang. Never mind.
So the price of the most expensive ticket this year is $109. That is $10 less than a Disney After Hours ticket. There are 21 party days this year. Earliest time you can enter is 4 p.m. and the length of the party in hours is 5 hours.
Okay, I got it wrong on the days and the time that you can enter.
What time did you think you could enter?
I thought it was 6 p.m. I don't know why. I just get.
Well, people are yelling about that 6 p.m. They're not letting people get online for rides after 6 anymore, so that's probably what
you're okay. Just entering the park.
Just for trying, we'll send you a little something. Nick will take your information.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for trying.
All right.
There you go.
Good there you job. Go.
Someone in the chat put a picture of Peter Griffin with the, you know what really grinds my gears? They said it's me.
You are Peter Griffin in this
I'm
scenario?
Pretty grumpy, yeah.
Yep.
With the gluten that grinds your gears.
You know what really grinds my gears? People who are allergic to gluten.
Oh, I'm so happy to help with that.
Oh, boy.
Gluten allergies. So we have another whole hour of the show. Hour two, we're going to do The Wonderful World of Psychotic Comments. And we're going to rank the Epcot restaurants. We're going to do table service and counter service. So it's
and somehow we're going to get that done in an hour.
I think we could do it.
Well, we'll see.
We can do this. We don't use half the hour to watch Michael write out the names of the restaurants this week.
No, we got that under control this time.
Oh, we do.
Here. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. I'm very impressed. I feel like I have a wide-angle lens this week. I feel like so much more of the studio is in the shot.
Zoomed way out or something.
It's maybe. Brighter, too.
Like that? It is much
like
brighter,
it.
Too.
Yeah.
It is. It looks like I'm in a completely different place. I don't know.
You think, are those different lights in there now?
Is Reagan still behind you?
No.
No, they're just turned up brighter.
Oh, yeah, where is Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, where's Ronnie?
Oh, they shoved him, like, down in the corner.
No, he fell.
They folded him up.
He's upside down.
We'll get him back up.
We'll fix this during the commercial break.
This is ridiculous. How dare you? Ronald Reagan. Right. We'll be back with hour two and Ronald Reagan. back to WDW News Tonight. We're live on all those places I said earlier, and I'm sitting here.
We've gotten to the lazy hour of WDW News Tonight.
They're all lazy hours.
It's the after Brownie hour.
That's true.
I just had
that sugar rush.
What sugar? There's no sugar.
That's
there's
a
no
ton
gluten.
Of sugar.
There's nothing in it.
Math game makes me lazy.
Just eggs. There's
it's
a lot of butter.
Dirt.
It's not.
It's a dirt pie.
It's delicious.
Anyway.
Oh my.
Next time I'll make a molten lava cake and bring it in and see.
Molten lava cake. It's one of those on I-4.
It'll just explode with gluten.
They'll have a little powder keg.
Allergic
and
reaction.
Burst with flour.
So next week, we're back next week with Disney Parks Pursuit.
Yeah.
We haven't played that in a long time. That's back next week.
Excited.
And then we got a big long game because our restaurant rankings for next week are Hollywood Studios. And there's not a lot there. So there you go. Restaurant rankings, Hollywood Studios, Disney Parks Pursuit, and more next week. On WDW News Tonight.
Can we just give Sci-Fi Diner the crown and walk away?
That's really what's left.
Right? I don't know. We got to do counter service, too.
I guess round derby.
Also, a reminder again, Friday, November 24th at 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Sunday, November 26th. It is WDWNT, the Toys for Tots Charity Marathon, which will be happening online at WDWNTunes.com. Jason?
Something like that.
We'll talk more about that later. But, so there'll be video portions. There'll be audio portions. It'll be a lot of fun. And it's coming up later this month. So stay tuned for that. Michelle, who brings us WDW News Tonight each and every week?
Well, the wonderful world of psychotic comments I can tell you about.
No. You want to read me. Who brings us the show every week?
I already did that.
No. Who brings us the show every week? Travel agent.
It's me. It's not here.
It's not here.
I have it. It's in the script. It's in the second hour.
I got TeePublic. I got WDWNT.
This is what happens when you don't have
Michelle, what should I do when I want to book a trip to Walt Disney World?
Well, I think you should call. Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's there. Need some gluten.
Well, there are times when planning a Disney vacation can be overwhelming. There are just so many options. Where to stay, when to go, and is this the best price? How exactly can I get onto Flight of Passage or Frozen Ever After without having to wait 120 minutes? Well, even if you have been many times before, you know how much time it can take to get things exactly the way you want them. This is where Cindy Miner and the team at Small World Big Fun comes in. Small World Big Fun is an authorized Disney vacation planner, and in the past 10 years, they have helped thousands of families plan Disney vacations to the Disney parks, the Disney Cruise Line, Alani, and all other Disney destinations. Their job is to make planning a Disney vacation easy for you. They will wade through all the options to help you plan the trip that works best for your family. They will make sure that you are getting the best price. The best part, they are a no-fee agency, so when they book your vacation package, you don't owe them a dime. So, if you'd like to reach out to the team at Small World Big Fun, just visit smallworldbigfun.com/Disney fans. That's one word, Disney fans with an S today, and they will be glad to help. There you go.
Thank you, Michelle. Are we taking commercial break or psychotic comments? We're in commercial.
Apparently, psychotic comments. Sorry.
Let's go to the wonderful world of psychotic comments. Michelle, take it away.
All right. Woo. Final trailer for Disney Pixar's Coco. Nikki says, "This movie looks so good." Olaf says, "Don't be silly. Everyone is coming to see my new short, and they will walk out once the other movie starts." Ursula says, "How can you type?" Wreck-It Ralph says, "How can you use a computer device underwater?" You guys are really stretching this week with your comments.
Make it a super stretch.
Carousel of Progress featured in 2017 Christmas Party card for Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. RPMX33 says, "Grateful that someone at the company remembered that, yes, Carousel of Progress is still an attraction." Sorcerer Supreme says, grateful that someone at the company remembered that Sorcerers of Magic Kingdom is still a thing. Chuckle, chuckle. Stitch-
Yes.
Stitch's Great Escape returns for Christmas season at the Magic Kingdom. Why Disney? Asks. In other news, Disney Quest will be reopening just in time for the busy holiday season.
No, too soon. It's rubble.
Tomorrowland Terrace at the Magic Kingdom returning for mobile order only test. Gratuitous product placement says, will I be able to use the app here in... Blah, 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 blah. He didn't say that. That's what I said. Sorry. Gratuitous product placement says, will I be able to use the app here to order some delicious mini Baby Bell cheese, the official snack cheese of the Walt Disney World Resort? Ferret Box says, only if your cell is held in an OtterBox case. Yep. And finally, from Twitter.
These are the jokes.
When we asked, what holiday offering are you most excited for this year? Ert said, none. Disney family celebrates Thanksgiving before Christmas. Well, it's not. It says Chris Ams, but. And any corporate executive having Christmas before Thanksgiving for profits and greed will be going to the 10th level of hell. Thank you, official ERRT.
Is that like the fourth level of Disney Quest?
Where was Cheesecake Factory? Whatever level that was.
you've heard of the levels of hell. Let me introduce you to the levels of Disney Quest. It's progressively worse as you go upstairs.
I'm happy to say I never went.
Oh, good for you. All right, so when we come back, we're going to rank the Epcot restaurants. We'll be right back. WW News Tonight.
What is a lunchbox? Come on, it's time to eat. Lunchbox, a favorite dairy treat. You know, when I have a hankering for some cheese, I don't just grab some microwave pizza from the Pizza Planet like you city folk. I like to sit on down to a healthy, reasonable dairy treat, a mini Baby Bell cheese. Yeehaw! It's time for What is Lunchbox? It's the very best. It's the tiniest, reddish cheese in the wild, wild west. Sometimes I even like to grab myself a soda float if I feel like I've been eating right all week long. You know, to me, nothing says I've been shrunken down to the size of a toy, quite like vanilla ice cream, ice cold Coca-Cola, and some wax encased cheese. In fact, I dare you to find a better meal in all of what's left of this here theme park. So turn away those cold pretzels, get rid of that nearly uncooked corn dog, and mosey on down to the side of the park that kinda still looks like a movie studio, and pay a visit to your lactose happy friends here at Woody's Lunchbox, open in summer 2018 at Disney's Hyperia XL theme park. Woohoo! Woody's Lunchbox, come on, gather round. Woody's Lunchbox, the rest of the park's torn down. All the kids come running for the best darn cheese in town. It's the dumbest, stupidest, cheesiest corporate alliance around. Mini Baby Bell.
Hold on to your seats, folks, because we're going to crank it up. Here we go now. When the Big Bang was done and the fun had begun, there were nice mini planets.
I like they're using the track that they didn't even use. There's a lot of extra words there that Sonny doesn't say. But anyway.
Oops.
I digress. Oh, I don't care. Just it's me. But yeah, we're back on WW News Tonight. I don't know where the rest of the people are supposed to be doing the segment are. But, we're going to do it anyway. So we're ranking, and I don't know if anyone ever puts me on camera again. Maybe we'll do the rest of the show.
I'm trying to find the other people. Put yourself on camera.
I'll just eat more gluten-free brownies then. It'll teach everybody. But I'll go on down to Woody's Lunchbox for the tiniest reddish cheese around. Sounds great.
I could go for some
cheese.
Oh,
is it the reddest cheese? I thought it was the roundest cheese.
No, it's red. It's in a red wax case.
Well, I know that. But
tiniest reddest cheese.
I thought the lyrics were the tiniest roundest cheese.
No, that's stupid. That yeah. would be just dumb.
Just dumb.
Don't be ridiculous. So last week we ranked Magic Kingdom table service and counter service restaurants in an attempt to help people out. Because we did, obviously, we did the big tournament earlier this year with all the table service restaurants, but that was somewhat inconclusive. So we wanted to actually sit down and see if we could, together as a team, rank, if everyone shows up, the restaurants in each park and perhaps the resorts in Disney Springs as well. Today we're on to Epcot, which is probably the most challenging of the four parks. It has the most to eat of any of the parks, both table and counter service, for that matter. And so we're going to be doing that again. Do we have our table ready?
They're coming.
They're coming. The tables are coming. So we'll soon have.
In the meantime, let's show the mug of the week.
A mug of the week. Yeah, we both have the same mug of the week.
Aww.
How about that?
That's adorable.
Look at that. And I both have this Le Cellier Turbis. You've never eaten at Le Cellier?
No, but I hear the steak's amazing.
You love steak.
But Tom, let me ask, what do you have in your mug of the week?
I believe I have cherry Diet Dr. Pepper.
Can you make a guess what I have
in
my mug?
I bet you have High C Ecto Cooler.
There you go.
What does that taste like?
Delicious.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it a berry flavor?
Jason gave me a couple of cans. I'm so happy.
It's not a berry
flavor. I need to find more of them. I'm going to run out.
Oh, is it citrus?
I found a source for 3 pallets of it.
Did you buy 3 pallets?
Shipping, if you want to pay shipping, I'll send a pallet down to you.
God, how much is
wow.
that? How much is a pallet of Ecto Cooler to ship?
Probably like $150.
Oh, jeez.
What's it taste like?
What's the flavor? It's
like a tangerine citrus flavor.
Yeah. It's the only thing from my childhood where I had it years later and it lived up to all the memories.
Didn't it used to be in the Squeeze-Its?
It was in
it was and in the
boxes.
The cans.
Oh, I never had it.
Some
in
people
a can.
Say it's better in the juice boxes, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember the little plastic Squeeze-Its.
Anyway, Squeeze-Its.
All right, I think
a juice box.
No, it was called. It was a special brand. It wasn't a box at all. It was plastic.
Squeeze-Its.
It was High C.
No.
All right, well, let's do this segment. Should we do this? I give up.
Yeah, everyone's on.
Where do we rank that, though?
Where do we rank what?
Ecto Cooler.
Oh, please. Can I have the boards? Do we have the boards?
I put it above Acker Shoes.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God, that board is scary looking.
That's all of them.
Put it up there. I want people to see this because it's scary. Oh, my God.
That's all of them in alphabetical order to start.
Great. Let's do this. So joining us, we got David Smith, Ron Deanna, Jason's there, Michelle's here, Nick's here, all these people. So let's do this, shall we?
Yes.
What do we start? We start with table service, right?
This is table service.
All right, let's start with table service. How do we want to tackle this? Do we want to do this the way we did last week, where we kind of...
I think so, where we pick the ones that should go at the bottom, and then we'll...
Yeah, that'll... probably. Yeah. So let's put Spice Road Table down there.
All right. Spice Road Table.
Nick, no.
So unfair.
What do you mean unfair?
No, I'm not going to win this argument, so I'm not even going to bother. But, I mean, I thoroughly enjoy Spice Road Table every time.
Put it in the middle, then. I didn't think it was awful.
It wasn't bad, but I haven't
service
been
Service is awful.
Leave it in
well,
the
here's
middle.
Here's the thing. What's going to go below Spice Road Table?
Akershus.
No.
No?
There is no middle here. It's either top or bottom.
That's gross.
It's like OBT.
Oh, boy. I'm curious that Tutto Gusto is on here because I'm not really sure what they have to eat. Can we talk about
just
that
sit
one?
Down. They have all sorts of stuff.
Do they? Okay.
You get mozzarella and all kinds of stuff there, yeah. Right. I think it counts. Do we not think Tutto Gusto
that's
counts?
Fine. No, let it count. I can't take it off the list now anyway.
No, I think you could have a meal at Tutto Gusto.
I thought it was just like charcuterie and things like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can have a meal at La Cava too if you want.
Comes out of a jug. Jug meat.
All right, I think we need to start at the top of this list. I think the best way to do it is to keep comparing, like, the ones that are at the top
of
the list.
Yeah, we got
to
make some progress.
All right.
Here.
So it's Coral Reef and La Hacienda, right?
I'm putting Hacienda over Coral
Reef.
Yes,
yeah.
You want La Hacienda above Coral
Reef. Are we all right with that? We're not even at the top. I'm missing the top here.
Oh.
Akershus. What do we got up there? Akershus and what?
Akershus. Beer Garden.
Beer Garden. I put Beer Garden over Akershus.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
So there we go. Okay, Akershus and what? Chefs. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, chefs.
Yep. We'll argue about chefs later. I put Hacienda over Akershus too.
Hacienda's
yeah.
Great.
Like David just said.
All right.
Oh, God.
I think we're going Hacienda above all three, aren't we? Didn't we say that?
We're not there yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know between Akershus and Coral Reef. I think they both suck.
I like Coral Reef better than Akershus.
I think Coral Reef has a better atmosphere to
eat
in. Sure.
It's more inconsistent, but it can be much better.
LaCellier is going over Akershus. We know that much.
I'm going to just keep moving LaCellier up like the mountain climber, and tell me when to stop.
Just go to the top.
Can we stop in 2012 when it was good?
Yeah, but it's still better than everything that just passed.
Yeah. Okay.
Monsieur Paul's at the bottom. It's garbage.
Wow.
Get Monsieur Paul out of the way.
Okay, he's at the bottom.
Does anyone disagree with that?
No.
I haven't been since it's changed.
Yeah, it's bad. Where are we in here?
Nine Dragons.
I want Nine Dragons up.
Nine Dragons is very, very good.
It is good. Like, I'd be willing to put it all the way up here.
We'll leave it there for now. We could have that conversation.
Okay.
It's not better than Hacienda.
Oh, Hacienda's so overpriced for what it is. Like, $50 entrees for what you get at Hacienda? That's garbage.
You could get the platter for two people for that.
It should be $20 less. It's not a good value at all. I think even consider, like, I'd rather spend $50 at La Cellier before I spend $50 at Hacienda. I don't know about that. What are you saying about Marrakesh? I've never been to Marrakesh, so I don't know.
Marrakesh is decent.
It's in my top five.
It's in my, like, last three restaurants I have to eat at.
I like it as well. I'm with Ron. I mean...
Yeah, it's in the middle of the road.
It's not in my top five, but it's
better than Akershus or less than Akershus?
Better.
Ron, would you put it above Coral Reef then?
It's more consistent. Definitely more consistent.
So we'll put it right above Coral Reef, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, I can live with that, I guess.
I think Rose and Crown is incredibly overrated.
I like Rose and Crown.
Food?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some good food.
It's boring.
I had a stew there that was terrible.
Their salmon was good.
Yeah,
like an entree that was forgettable.
They have a good salad with it's got like oranges or tangerines or something.
I mean, can we compare it to other similar restaurants on property? Because Raglan's going to kill it.
Raglan's a million times better.
Well, no, but we're comparing it to like Akershus.
Well, it's better than Akershus, but
I wouldn't put it above Coral Reef. I'd leave it right there.
Okay, it's all right. San Angel.
San Angel's tough, but I think it's still better than Akershus.
Yep. I would put it above Rose and Crown as well.
Yeah, I'd go.
Put it above Rose and Crown.
Sure. Atmosphere is really good.
Teppanito.
Teppanito's tough. It's overpriced, but it is a really good experience.
It's good. It is just horrendously overpriced.
Yeah, I'd put it it's somewhere around San Angel, I think.
That's fair.
Somewhere in there.
I would put it under it.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
There we go. Garden Grill.
I like Garden Grill. I don't think it's a bad meal.
I like the Good Turn restaurant.
I'd go right under Teppanito.
Okay.
Does that seem fair?
I'd even go above, but yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah.
Value-wise.
Coral Reef is still up there. I'd keep going with that.
The problem I have with Garden Grill is the food is just so ordinary.
Yeah.
In terms of what else you could get at Epcot. But
it's
not bad.
All right.
It rotates, though.
Not the food.
The food turns your stomach, maybe.
Oh, boy.
I did get nauseated from all the movement.
Did you really?
You're allergic. Yeah. The turn is
Marcy gets motion sickness on that.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
Tokyo Dining.
Oh, it's not great.
I think this defines overpriced.
This is somewhere in the bottom.
Okay.
Tokyo's going. Put that down there somewhere.
But I love the monorail plates.
God.
All right. Tudo Gusto.
I like Tudo. I would put it above the bottom stuff. Put it above Tokyo Dining at least.
Okay.
Just Tudo Italian. Selection.
This got better. I hated this when it first opened. I would put it between Garden Grill and Teppanito. Anyone else been there recently? Anyone else thinking?
Not recently, no.
Okay. So earlier in the year.
Are people allowed to call in and offer their opinions?
Sure.
What's the phone number?
407-774-8255.
Anyone yelling in the chat?
Yeah. Movie Annapolis to the top. Let's just get that over with.
We'll
argue. We can argue about the top few. We got to put them in order.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It belongs up near the top.
Well, let's put the bottom ones in order first. That I think
what do we got down there? Because I really can't see it from here.
Monsieur Paul, Spice Road Table, Tokyo Dining, Tudo Gusto are the bottom four.
I would put Tokyo Dining at the absolute bottom if Spice Road offends people.
Well, here's my thing, is that Monsieur Paul should be so much better than it is, particularly for the price that you pay.
Yeah.
I think that's the least value of any meal in Epcot. So I would rather see that at the bottom.
I have no problem putting Monsieur Paul last. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
The problem with all three of these is they're not bad as food. They're just bad as for what you're getting.
Yeah, so let's do Monsieur Paul, Tokyo Dining, and then Spice Road. How about that?
Okay, so there you go. Nick, Spice Road's not even the second from last.
I can live with that.
There you go. So then we got Tudo. I'm all right with that. Then Akershus. Then Rose and Crown.
I don't...
No, what are you not all right with?
I don't know if Akershus should be this low.
This low?
Wow. Although, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be under Rose and Crown, though. I'd agree with that. So
I don't think it's better than anything above it.
No,
that's the hard thing.
But are we counting it as value as a princess meal? It's going to be a lot higher, I think, for that part of it.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm counting it value for food, which puts it lower.
Overall experience, I still think that's where it goes.
It's all right.
I'd move Rose and Crown down, but you all want to fight for Rose and Crown.
I'll keep Rose and Crown above Akershus.
The pub itself would be higher, but the food itself is.
But
be
we're talking restaurants. I'm not talking bars.
Yeah.
You know, if we were going bars where soccer players like to get drunk and get in trouble, this would be like number one. But we're not doing that list tonight.
All right, so I'm okay with those. I'm okay with the bottom six at this point.
Yeah, me too. Then you got Teppanito, then Tudo Italia. I'd put Garden Grill under Tudo.
You want it under Tudo?
Yeah, I like Garden Grill, but I think I've had better meals at Tudo.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I think San Angel's too high too, but.
Dude, it's definitely too high.
I don't think it's
too high. I would move Teppanito down personally, just because it's a meal experience you could get just about anywhere.
But it's still better than those six at least.
That one's still up there.
Pretty good. I mean, I'm fine with moving it below Rose and Crown.
But I like the one inside too.
Yeah,
I think the food's probably better at Rose and Crown especially for the price.
I don't agree with that, but all right, you can have it.
So. I'm putting Teppanito below Rose and Crown, but above
I want
Akershus.
San Angel between Garden Grill and Rose and Crown. Then
I was just gonna say that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I want.
I wouldn't personally put it under Garden Grill, but I think the majority will rule here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm okay with either way.
How is Marrakesh that high up?
Marrakesh
is it that
decent?
Good?
It's the food is really good. It's different. You get a show with the food.
Okay.
It's decent. I mean, I might put it under Coral Reef and Tudo, but I would certainly put it above Garden Grill.
Beer Garden's too high.
I think it's in about the right place.
I'd put Beer Garden over Marrakesh, but below Chefs and Hacienda, I think. Like, Beer Garden has a couple of good things, but I think...
I'd put it over Hacienda.
Like, it's nice that it's a buffet, but I don't
know. I was going to say, I'd put Beer Garden under Marrakesh, honestly.
Ugh.
Wow.
You guys are killing me.
Let's just leave it where it is, then. How about
okay.
that? That's a nice
and idea. I've been to Beer Garden in a time where we just did not get the band, and it is one of the most boring restaurants to just sit in without that.
It really is.
Right, let's you have to have the show.
Let's talk about those top five. What do we think about this order on this top five?
So top five, we got Via Napoli, Le Cellier, Nine Dragons, Chefs de France, and La Hacienda.
I want Nine Dragons at one or two.
I think Le Cellier is the best of that group.
It used to be. I don't think it is.
See, I think Via Napoli is the best of that group.
Via Napoli is hard to beat. I would want Nine Dragons number two. I don't think Le Cellier is still up there.
I think Nine Dragons is one out of those three.
Everyone I brought to Nine Dragons, they order different things, and it's really very good. And it's a shame there's a stigma around this restaurant. I think people are very incorrect.
I need to. I'm one of the people who still believes in that stigma because I haven't been there since like the late 80s. So.
Yeah, I mean, we tried it like 3 years ago, and have they, like, overhauled their menu, or...
They always have specials, and they're great. Like, right now they're doing...
3 years ago is the same as it is now.
Yeah.
Did you not like it 3 years ago?
I didn't. I just, you know, I thought it was basically Chinese food that you could get at any city Chinese place.
Well, it is.
I don't agree with that.
But it's pretty good.
I mean, at least when I had it, so that's why I'm saying, if maybe I need to try it again. And reset my expectations.
Like we have a decent group of people here that go regularly, and we all love it.
But to me, that's your problem with all three of these places. That Nine Dragons is just good Chinese food I could get at like Chinese food that I really like near home. Same with Via Napoli, it's good Italian food that I feel like I could get at my favorite Italian place.
I don't think you can get that pizza anywhere else.
The other stuff, sure.
But I will tell you, the Via Napoli pizza. You can't even get pizza that good at the other Naples restaurants.
Yeah.
Like I've been to Naples 45 in New York City, which is run by the city, which is run by the same company, and their pizza is not as good as Via Napoli, believe it or not.
I'm not going to comment on the pizza stuff. I'm going to sit this one out.
If Chefs de France didn't kill... Tables in Wonderland and take so many dining credits, I'd put them higher, but I don't think they're doing a good value there anymore.
I feel like their menu's kind of stagnated in the last couple of years.
They're a great lunch. I don't know about that.
I'd leave them at four, and I'm fine with Hacienda at five.
Yeah, I can live with that.
I mean, I'm willing to put Hacienda a bit lower, but if you guys want to keep it at five, that's fine too.
I don't think it needs to move.
I love the food. I think it's I love that you can get a great view of Illuminations from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about this Le Cellier. I think we're holding on to something that went away a long time ago.
Well, let's move it down to three.
I'd happily put Nine Dragons above Le Cellier. That's fine with me.
Is this where everything's going? I'm okay with this.
So we got Via Napoli, Nine Dragons, Le Cellier is our top three. Chefs de France, La Hacienda, Beer Garden, Marrakesh, Coral Reef, Tutto Italia, Garden Grill, San Angel Inn, Rose and Crown, Tepanito, and then the bottom five are Akershus, Tutto Gusto, Spice Road Table, Tokyo Dining, and Monsieur Paul.
I'm all right with all of this.
The only one that feels out of place for me is still Beer Garden.
Yeah?
Maybe it's a food preference thing, but...
You think it's too high or too low?
Too high.
Too high.
You can't move you guys that.
Think? I'm okay with putting it below Marrakesh. I said that before. But...
Nick, I feel like you don't agree with
that. I definitely don't agree with that, but...
You like Beer Garden.
Michelle,
what do you think? Can you eat a Beer Garden?
I ate at Beer Garden.
The only thing she can't have there is the pretzel bread.
It's true.
Which is one of the best things there, though.
Well, unfortunately, but...
I ate actually while doing an ad for Disney.
Oh.
We were pretending to be a party.
Aw.
At Beer Garden? Gross.
Yeah.
That ad didn't go over well, did it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with moving it up one slot. I'm okay with moving it down a slot. I mean, I don't.
gone down in quality a little bit the last couple, like from when I had it years ago to when I had it recently. So
I don't know. I mean, when we had it in October, it was pretty good.
It was fine. I don't think it's like anything to write home about.
No, it's definitely not my favorite German restaurant in town.
What is your favorite German restaurant in town?
The Willow Tree in Sanford.
Oh.
I've heard about that place.
So good.
Is it?
Actually, the place in downtown Orlando, I don't know the name of it, the one on Church Street, that's really good too.
There used to be one like in the Altamont Castleberry area I used to really love. I can't quite remember what it was called, but it's probably gone. It's been almost 20 years.
Was it the Little Tiny House? There's a Little Tiny House.
Yeah.
It was a big restaurant and had a buffet at times.
Oh, I've been to the Little Tiny House. It's a yellow house off of like Lee Road or something. It's really...
This was, I think, on 1792.
Mm-hmm. I really like Porky's Barbecue.
They're not a sponsor anymore, so shit.
Oh, shucks.
I've never had them. Most of these places I've never eaten at, so I feel like I'm at a loss with this panel.
I kind of think some people want to move Beer Garden down and some people want to move it up, so...
I don't really
care. I'm a fan of it, and I'm good with it right there.
I'm fine where it is.
Just leave it where it is, then.
Okay.
I'm mad Coral Reef is as high as it is, though. I don't think you guys are eating at the same Coral Reef.
Well, you want to put it below Tutto Italia?
I want to put it, like, towards the bottom.
I've liked it the past couple... I've been there, like, three times in the past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I could see it going down because I really loved my food there, but other people at the table didn't like it.
I feel like I go there just for the chocolate wave now. Like, that's the only reason I go.
I had a salmon over a risotto, which was delicious.
That sounds really good, and I can eat it. Yay.
All right, you guys can have your Coral Reef.
It's fine.
Actually,
I think we're all right with this then.
Yes.
I think we're pretty
That's
good.
Our ranking.
There we go.
Are we publishing these? We must.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Hope we're saving these somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of you just said I hope we're saving these, and I heard you say Oprah.
We got the video. Yeah.
I'm just gonna take a screenshot right now. Give a break or something. Don't we have to go to a commercial?
This is a
sounds
real
good.
Company. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back to rank the counter service restaurants at Epcot. Hooray!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Tony's Town Square Cafe. It's because owner and chef Tony Ragu offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Toledo, Ohio. He is 1/8 Italian. Locally sourced Cast Connection freezer items are combined with prepackaged ingredients imported only from the OBT Winn-Dixie, along with mangled recipes from nearly unreadable Buitoni labels. Whether it's quote-unquote pizza or that soup of the day which just hasn't changed in 14 years, taste for yourself at Tony's Town Square, just steps away from that hat store that sells pins. Come taste what the guide map is calling Italian food, only at Tony's. And maybe at Portobello.
All right, we're back, and now we're going to rank the counter service restaurants at Epcot. Oh, boy. Everybody loves these, right? Yeah.
There's some great ones.
Oh, let's look what we got. We got the Electric Umbrella. We got Katsura Grill. We got the Kringla Bakery Og Cafe. La Cantina de Saint Angel, Les Halles, the Boulangerie and Patisserie. Liberty Inn, Lotus Blossom Cafe, the Refreshment Port. Move that. Thank you. Summerfest. Sunshine Seasons, the Tangerine Cafe, and I can't read the bottom one. It's blocked. What is that?
Yorkshire County Fish Shop.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do this. We got 20 minutes to do this.
The France one that I can't pronounce. Do we agree that one? No, the Le Halles?
The
Lingerie. Yeah.
Bologna-ry.
Yeah. Can we put that one near the top?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm putting it right under
Electric Umbrella.
Top, right? I'm putting it near the top.
Put Katsura towards the top.
Yeah,
so it's there.
I love Katsura.
Yeah, near the top.
Katsura is a good one.
All right, so throw Electric Umbrella at the bottom, right? Is that what we're doing?
No. No, we're not.
Wow.
Right. What year do you think it is? Electric Umbrella's fine.
It's not. Even when we went there that one time.
It is way better than a lot of stuff on this list.
It is.
That's right. True. That's
true. Liberty Inn has to be the bottom.
Liberty Inn is trash.
Agreed.
Get Liberty Inn towards the bottom. I still think it's above the fish shop.
I don't like the fish shop.
I don't like the fish, and it's all they've got. Yeah. And I'm not letting them have anything high. Yeah.
I'm not letting them have anything.
Tangerine Cafe is mediocre. It's fine down there. Seasons has got to go near the top just for variety.
I love it.
Yeah, that's going to be in the conversation. Cantina can be good. Bakery can be good.
Mm-hmm.
I like Lotus Blossom. I don't think Lotus Blossom's bad. Refreshment Port has garbage. I want that at the
bottom.
Move
that down.
That's got to be right above Liberty.
What's their current menu at the Refreshment Port?
It's always chicken nuggets, regardless. I mean, they and Cronut.
That's garbage.
But otherwise, I mean, the seasonal stuff is like pineapple Dole Whip, and they have that Urban Mary, the Bloody Mary with the chicken on top.
Okay, yeah, maybe it should be at the bottom.
Yeah, it should be down there somewhere.
What is Summerfest in Germany, right?
Yeah, which has the Schinken noodle in all year round, and it's a good portion. So Summerfest makes a decent point. This, I think, you know, what's funny is there's so much table service. I thought we were going to have a hard time with that. I think we actually have some much tougher decisions here.
I agree, because I would move La Catina up.
I would move.
I've had good stuff there, but I've also had stuff that I wasn't happy.
It's so hit or miss. That's what's so weird about that one.
So I've always
I put it near the top, but you know, like maybe like
let's
five
start
or
doing
six.
Like matchups, usually. Maybe that'll help us out a little bit.
I think the top three are my top three, but I'm not sure about the order.
I would keep
that is my
Halls
order
over Katsura for sure.
Yeah,
I think I'd put Seasons over Katsura just for variety.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big
and I mean, Seasons is usually quality. It's not
it's
like
so
Seasons
good.
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah. I can think of a couple entrees right now. Number one, the fish tacos.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
That pork dish down at the end is nothing crazy, but for counter service, it's a really nice cut of pork, and the mashed potatoes are solid.
It's hard to get something bad at Seasons.
The soups are real good. The cupcakes are usually very interesting. the only problem I have is like the Asian counter.
That's why you go to Katsura Grill.
Yeah.
Or Lotus Blossom.
Electric Umbrella versus Katsura. If Electric Umbrella hadn't switched their flatbread, this would have been an easy win. I still think Umbrella's good, but I guess I'd take Katsura over it. Anyone else want to fight for Electric Umbrella?
I'm okay with these top four just how they are.
What about Kringla versus Electric Umbrella?
See, I would even move Kringla under Cantina, but...
Yeah, I like Kringla. There's not enough.
I would, too. I'd knock them down one.
Those sandwiches aren't good enough, I think, is the problem.
Right.
Yeah, I'd let Cantina go over it, sure. I think Lotus Blossom's better than Kringla.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's actually decent.
And I think Summerfest is better than Kringla. And I think that's where Kringla goes.
I think, I'm going to argue for Tangerine.
I would keep
Tangerine is idiotic, though. They throw fries with everything just because it's America and they think that's what people want. And it's silly and stupid. I'm not saying I haven't, I thought Tangerine was fine, but I think their food is pretty dumbed down. I don't know.
I think it's better than Kringle. I don't know
that it's better than Liberty Inn. I don't know if Tangerine's that good.
Really? I like it a whole lot
Liberty
better.
Liberty Inn has been barely edible for ever.
Yeah, alright. I'll let Tangerine stay. That's fine.
What was that absurd specialty burger they had at Liberty Inn? Remember that one?
That wasn't a surf and turf there, was it?
No.
That might have been the surf and
turf. Surf and turf was ABC Commissary.
I forget. It was something ridiculous.
They had steak. The steak at Liberty Inn. The steak and shrimp was a thing, which was pretty ridiculous.
That was like the after 4 p.m. thing.
Yeah, Josh and I had to go have that. That was bad.
All right, so let's look at the top couple again and make sure that we're happy with those. We got Les Halls, we got Sunshine Seasons, Katsura Grill, and Electric Umbrella is the top four.
Well, let's talk Les Halls versus Sunshine Seasons. I'm putting Les Halls over Sunshine Seasons.
Yeah, same.
I would. Yeah.
Okay, so we're good with our top two then.
And they're about top two because they're the only two with, you know, three meals.
And we already discussed Sunshine versus Katsura, right? We want Sunshine.
Yeah, that's how Sunshine got
over them. Katsura's over Electric. How about Umbrella versus Cantina?
I have not eaten an Umbrella in so long that it would be.
I would go with Umbrella. I think I like the even though they changed the flatbread, I like it. People like that burger.
I don't know. I don't understand the love for Electric Umbrella.
I didn't either, but the menu got better. Definitely better than it was.
Good.
I just had bad meals at Cantina.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the menu at Electric Umbrella. I have more of a problem with the quality of Cantina. They're so close.
It also sucks sitting outside there. I hate that seating. That's a big part of my Cantina problem. I do not like that seating. And then they use like 10 of the tables in Hacienda, but you can never get in there. I want Lotus Blossom over Cantina, though.
Electric Umbrella has refillable sodas.
I mean, it's a somewhat valid point. I mean, you can get refills there, I mean, which is big for counter service.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Your point about the seating is actually very true, Tom. Yeah. So I'm okay with moving Cantina under Lotus Blossom even.
Yeah, I want Lotus Blossom.
But Lotus Blossom's seating is pretty bad, too.
It's covered.
Covered, at least.
It's covered, yeah. It feels really
good. I like Lotus Blossom a lot. I like that.
Oh, I think the food is fine. I
like that Kung Pao chicken a lot.
The food's good, but I would say that Cantina's Mexican is better than Lotus Blossom's Chinese. I mean, it's all adequate, but
it's probably arguable. I just really dislike the setup at Cantina. The line's always long.
Well, I don't know. And I really hate the setup at Lotus Blossom.
Yeah.
The line is, it feels so cramped to me. Like the line is cramped. The seating area is cramped. It's just, I don't like it. Like, I'm happy to get Lotus Blossom food, but I will always take it somewhere else.
People are yelling Liberty Inn isn't low enough.
Well, we're not even there yet.
How did Lotus Blossom and Summerfest get so high? Oh, my God.
All right. So, Cantina versus Lotus Blossom. Let's figure this one out.
I'll let you guys have Cantina. I agree with the whoever said Cantina is better Mexican than Lotus Blossom as Chinese. I kind
think
of
that's
agree.
Valid. Yeah, if they're both on, I prefer Cantina.
I think that's
I
valid.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Why now do people not like Summerfest? They got that shinken noodle.
It's good, but it's a limited menu, though.
It is a very limited menu, but I think compared to the stuff below it.
Fish
I mean, look, we've put it below, I think, all the things we classify as really good. And then it's kind of either above things that have a limited menu or we consider bad. I think it's right kind of where it needs to be. Kringle is just so limited on real food.
That's my problem.
That's the problem. Like, I love Kringle, but
it's a dessert stop.
We're trying to make a meal here, and that's the problem.
It's a snack stop for me all the time.
They do have the fish thing.
Yeah, I forgot this was based on trying to make a meal. I'd probably dump it below tangerine.
As an overall counter
service,
we're not just trying to rank based on a single aspect.
Right. So I'd probably put it below tangerine then.
I'm fine with that.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I agree.
All right, there we go.
I'm not letting it cross Summerfest.
What about Summerfest versus tangerine?
Summerfest. Even though it's limited, I'd still take Summerfest.
I'm okay with that. Overall, I mean, I think Summerfest is, for what they have, it's much better quality than Tangerine.
Yeah, Tangerine's just, they're trying too hard to assimilate Tangerine.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just all about food choice. I would much rather have what they serve at Tangerine than at Summerfest, but...
I agree. Like if you said to me, like, without thinking of the two restaurants, would you rather have, shawarma, or would you rather have you know, like this noodle dish or a pretzel. You know, I'd probably go for tangerine, but my experiences there have not been good.
See, I haven't had the fries problem. I always got like a platter that had, you know,
all the platters on. Come with fries now.
So yeah, that kind of makes me angry. So I would keep it below. Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all have the fries.
All right. So we're happy with it below Summerfest. I mean, I think Summerfest does what they do so much better than Tangerine does what they do.
I agree with that.
That's fine. I can live with that.
I'm fine with everything at the bottom. It is tough though. Like, does refreshment port?
Pringle is good where it is.
Refreshment port does have to be the bottom. I hate the fish shop.
It's just a very clear "do not eat here" line.
Yeah, and it's right after Kringla, yeah. What's funny is Electric Umbrella used to be down there.
It did.
And I think they make a decent flatbread. I think the burger's fine. I think they have chicken nuggets. I mean, it's solid.
I mean, what is the chat? You said the chat was blown up about Liberty Inn.
I'd let Umbrella go underneath Lotus and Cantina, honestly, though.
Wait, you're talking about Umbrella now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big move.
The problem is that flatbread, when they lost that, I forgot what was on it, the last flatbread, where Electric Umbrella is right now up there is where it would be with that flatbread. The problem is it's gone. It was like feta cheese, and it was really good. And now it's gone. And so it's a real big loss.
So you
Let's do it.
Down.
Move it.
I would do it, yeah. Like, I still don't think it's a terrible option.
I think it's a nice... bump it down two slots.
Two slots.
Yeah, because those three are all so close.
Yeah.
The problem.
I mean, you're not getting any argument from me.
Yeah, everybody's all right with it. Do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Boom.
That's where I think it's got to be. I think I'm all right with this.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'm going to argue is Liberty Inn versus the fish shop. Like, does the chat was going nuts about Liberty Inn. Do they really think that Liberty
Inn... Well, I think it was a joke. Liberty Inn isn't low enough.
Well, no, but I'm kind of serious. Like, the problem
Liberty Inn and Refreshment Port both have the chicken nuggets. And at the end of the day, that's really all Refreshment Port has, so it can't be lower than Refreshment Port. Just for sheer options and indoor air-conditioned seating.
That's true.
Liberty Inn can't. And I think that's what puts it above Yorkshire.
Yeah, Fish Shop is so horrendous.
There's no seats. I think the fish is not as great as everybody thinks it is.
It isn't.
Someone's yelling, fish is good. Gabe, you're such an Epcot fanboy. You need to get out of that mind. I know you listen to other shows where they think everything at Epcot is great. Oh, you got to eat fish. No, it's garbage. Oh, it's a trash meal.
Is that really like a meal people put
It's up a fanboy meal.
Crazy.
It's people a fanboy meal.
People are crazy about that meal.
They are very incorrect. Wow. Very incorrect.
It's pretty poor for what it is.
Boulangerie is far and away the best counter service meal at all of Walt Disney World. I can think of like six things I would eat for a meal right now at Boulangerie.
And it feels very authentic to where
absolutely.
I went to in Paris.
Yeah.
It does.
That's what Andrea says.
So, all right. So we're at La Halls, Sunshine Seasons, Katsura Grill, La Cantina de San Angel, Lotus Blossom, Electric Umbrella, Summerfest, Tangerine Cafe, Kringla Bakery, Liberty Inn, Yorkshire County Fish Shop, and then Refreshment Port rounding out the bottom of the list. That's where we are right now.
Looks good to me. Let's screenshot it.
Wow.
I'm happy.
That makes it official.
My problem with both of these is I don't think I've been to Epcot without a festival on in like 4 years. So I don't, it's been so long since I've eaten at a lot of these places other than just a quick snack.
Yeah, Boulangerie, like, again, I can think of, like, several things. Croque Monsieur, I love that lobster bisque.
The breakfast pastries.
You get the ham and cheese on croissants.
If I come in through the International Gateway, that's my first stop in the morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Never a bad time to go there.
I think there we are. That's our list.
Awesome. We did that in record time. We were worried about
that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, we did a good job with it. I think the chat, for the most part, agrees. Yeah, a lot of people said because food and wine. I didn't get to eat anywhere, yeah. Gabe said they have the same fish at Typhoon, and it's good there, too. No, it's not. There's so much good counter-service food at Typhoon Lagoon, it's not even funny. The water parks have such good counter-service. It's unbelievable. I would love to sit here at some point and just talk about counter-service at the water parks. It's so good. Sometimes I want to just go there and eat.
That's what this is for.
Yeah.
We'll do a water parks one.
Water park dining at some point.
I definitely need to give Via Napoli and Nine Dragons another shot.
I love Nine Dragons. They did a spicy honey sesame chicken as a special the last couple weeks. Wonderful. My parents hadn't been. My parents, we went in probably like 93 and hated Nine Dragons. And then obviously it's been well documented. We all went the reopening day in 08. Jason and a bunch of us.
Yep.
And loved it. And we've gone regularly since. I finally took my parents when they were here in August, and they loved it. And we have good Chinese food in New York. We have very good Chinese food. And still my parents were very impressed with Nine Dragon. Both of them got different things. It's a good, when you're in the mood for Chinese, I think it's a really good option. And I've never found a place, and I've eaten at a bunch of like local Chinese restaurants, and they're not good.
No.
And so I just go back to Nine Dragons.
Do they have like a dim sum menu at all?
No.
I think that's what really I think it should be missing.
There's so many places that do dim sum and do it well that I think they'd get lost in the shuffle on it. I think the problem is Morimoto and even Yak and Yeti
blowing anything.
Yeah, at this point, Nine Dragons should just stick with what they're doing, I think. And they do specials, which is nice.
Yeah,
I don't know. But I don't think they need to do dim sum. I don't think they need to go down that road. I think they've done it as a special now that I'm thinking about it. It's not a regular thing. But they may have done it as a special. But anyway. Thank you, illustrious panel. We have a couple minutes here. I again briefly want to mention we're getting dangerously close to the marathon show.
Mm-hmm.
That's WWNT, the Toys for Tots charity marathon that begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday, November 24th, and lasts until 10 p.m. on Sunday, November 26th. We'll go straight through audio the whole time, several segments in video. We're doing Back to the Future on Journey to Imagination. There's a Drawn from the Vault live. There's Around the Hub, See or Relate. Price is Right, Parks Pursue, Jeopardy. Every game we do, most of our shows, it's going to be a big, big thing.
We're trying to put together a Cooking with Nick.
Cooking with Nick?
Yes.
We're talking about what we might have Nick cook. I think the winner right now is donut breaded chicken tenders or nuggets because of deluxe.
I'll figure it out.
Crazy about that.
Yeah.
Is that a thing you want to make or no?
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I like that idea.
I'll look into it, figure it out.
I think that's a fun one. We should do that. Yeah, people in the chat are saying donut fried chicken.
It'll especially be fun to make something that I have never made, because I think in the past we've always made something that I have actually made before.
Yeah.
You know, and then this would be the first time that we go to make something that I have not personally made yet. So that'll be fun.
True. Yeah. Someone in the chat said cheeseburger flatbread. We've done that twice now.
Done.
Yeah, it's been done to death. Cholesterol City. Lacquerol. That's that Norwegian mint thing we had.
Mm-hmm.
God. Yeah, we should make those. That makes no sense. But anyway, yeah, so we got that coming up. It's gonna be something crazy, all to benefit Toys for Tots, which is a really great charity that makes sure that underprivileged kids get a toy this holiday season. It's a really nice thing. Walt was a big supporter. The Disney company still is, and that's why we do it.
And so, our goal is pretty high this year.
$7,002.
Wow.
$1 higher than last year.
We did 7,001.
We did really well last year. Yeah, 7,000.
I remember going over 6,000.
Our goal was 6,000.
Yeah.
And for a while, it didn't look like we were going to do it. And suddenly, not only did we cross it, we went 1,000 over it.
Ugh.
So that was
like,
that was
stop. Something.
Yeah.
Seven.
Someone chats.
Yeah. I'm sure we made that joke.
But we I think way too much at the end. We did. But anyway. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We hope you enjoyed the show. Yeah. And so we'll see you back here next week. And remember, kids, every bite you take, every cake you bake, every milk you shake, every egg you break will be part of you. Good night. Put your hands up, 'cause tonight.